Welcome back to BXB Bronx Baseball, the podcast. C-Mac and K-Mac on this Tuesday, heading into the Washington Nationals series with the news of Peraza coming back and Everson Pereira making his debut. Let the kids play. They're calling the kids up. Yippee! How you doing, Chris?
Good. I'm good. I guess I'm good. Feeling all right. We got to just chillax, man. It's over now. That Red Sox series was an embarrassment. Even the optimistics like myself are now, we are fully in, bring up the kids. The organization is now telling you it's about next year, which unless these are two Aaron Judges they're calling up, I'm still concerned about next year. So we'll see. But I was there Saturday, took the kids.
I saw.
And I was in the playground by the fourth inning, and not really caring what was going on. I showed the kids the Pepsi Lounge. We went and played in the playground. Didn't even really see much of the game on Saturday. That's where we're at, against the Red Sox with Cole on the mound in a must-win series. I was in the playground, so that's where we are.
Yeah, and that's all the way on the third level.
Yeah.
Once you go up there, you might as well stay for a little
while. That's it. We stayed up there. I watched some of the game from up there. I saw Judge's home run from up there, and that's it. And then Sunday plays out the way Sunday plays out, where even when, I don't want to say fight and claw because, I don't know if they deserve those terms, but at least they showed you something offensively. Nothing goes well for them. I knew the minute Allen's ball didn't go out, that when it's that close, I'm like, they're not going to score now. Like, that's just,
I knew how it goes. 15 minutes after they reviewed IKF
being
out at, I'm like, they're not winning this game.
I know. They're not good enough to overcome it. They have to catch every break in those games to win. Otherwise, they can't win. It's just, eight games getting swept by the Red Sox. This is just, it's officially over. Even the right organization's waving the flag now with the kids coming up, which
rock bottom again.
Yeah, I know. It's pointless to say
that. Worst season ever, 1992, 1995.
Yep.
What I'll say is this.
Yeah, good.
Like, we grew up on the Red Sox rivalry. It was a thing. And, going into this year, I heard a lot of people saying, it's got no juice. Well, it definitely doesn't have any juice now. It doesn't mean anything to the Yankees now. Look what they beat the Red Sox one time this year. They got swept in Fenway. They just got swept in Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
There's no pride. There's no fight. There's no like not even being pissed off or the Red Sox celebrated in the visiting clubhouse after the game as if they won the World Series. That was their World Series.
And I'm too dejected to even be pissed off about it. Like normally,
good for them. Yeah,
that would piss me off. I'd be like, you got some nerve. How many times have the Red Sox finished in last place? In over the last 5 or 6 years, they're in last place every other year. That's all the things I'd be saying. But I'm too dejected to even get pissed off. Enjoy it, celebrate it. I don't know even what else to say. It's just and they beat them in every single way. We get beat by the middle of their lineup. Obviously, they can't get Devers out. We get beat by the bottom of the lineup with home runs. We get beat in close games. We get beat in blowouts. They hit our best pitchers. They demolish our worst. Like, in every single way you can win a game, the Red Sox have absolutely dominated the Yankees this season. And I didn't see it coming. Obviously, at this point, I didn't expect them to win the series. But, coming into the year, I thought clearly the Red Sox were going to be the worst team in the division. I thought the Yankees would have an opportunity to win a lot of games against the Red Sox, and instead they've gotten flat-out embarrassed. Pitchers who aren't, again, at all the names we talked about of starting pitching who've shut down the Yankees, the Red Sox know, as much as any other team with starting pitching who, is probably their weakness, I suppose, and it's still guys come in, throw six shutout innings, six no-hit innings. It's just embarrassing. It's really tough. And now you go into this game – and the series against the Nats, and even that, I still have no faith or any kind of. Gray is a good young pitcher with good stuff. I can't imagine they've seen him before. So
here comes Carlos Rodon off the IL.
Here comes Rodon,
you expect him to be any different than what we've seen? I don't.
No, but I guess that's the thing. Now, do we just Because, like, you look across town, you look what the Mets are doing. I still, you know, I know that's the conversation now, and I'll probably even have it tonight at 2 a.m., especially if they beat the Braves again. Can the Mets, you know, rally and make this interesting? Maybe, but I don't think they're good enough to make the postseason. But it's past that now. It's about giving faith. And I just listened to Boone's interview and watched Boone's interview with Talking Yanks today, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I watched that.
And yeah. And they were talking about the 2016 team. After the trade deadline, they trade away – obviously, Andrew Miller, they trade away Chapman, they trade away Beltran. And we were supposed to have kind of a start of a retooling, if not rebuilding. And they have that big year. But it starts with the finish of 16. Sanchez comes up and hits all those home runs. They play well down the stretch. And Didi Gregorius is talking about, well, we thought we could win because we had a good finish to the year. That's really what it's about now. It's about showing pride. It's about some of these kids stepping up. And it's about maybe answering some questions about core guys, at least you could feel good about. Like, I know it seems pointless, but I want to see DJ LeMahieu play well down the stretch just to get an idea that maybe he's not completely washed, because I can't imagine next year without him. I'd like to see Stanton get hot for the last month and help win some games. I still understand he's an albatross to the roster. They're better off if they could move on, but I just don't see how that's possible. So I'd rather have some kind of inkling that it's still in there. I'd like to see some pride in this team. Like, the Mets are winning some games. They're giving their team a hope. They're playing well. The core, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, like the guys who you know they're rocking with for the next 3-4 years minimum, are playing well. Like, I need something. I need something to show me that there's some pride in this team. And as much as we can clamor about it not being Boone's fault, and I'm still the first one to shout that if anybody asks me personally, you can't lose 8 in a row, you can't get swept by the Red Sox, and you can't have a dead team the last month of the season as a manager if you want to keep your job. So it's not necessarily his fault, but something's got to change. They have to show some life. They have to be inspired in some way, and hopefully the young kids will do it. But we'll see what happens against the Nats. We're past the point of caring about this season, but it's not past the point of caring about Yankee baseball. And it's got to change here in the next little bit.
No, we're going to watch every game. We're going to look for little things. Yeah. Boone spoke to the fact that, oh, this game will reveal your character. And when I heard him say that, I'm like, okay, they're looking at individual players and seeing who has pride, who has compete. I gave Anthony Volpe a nod on the radio last night. I'm like, out of all the negative things I can say about this team, he competes. The kid does not care about the circumstances, does not care about the score, does not care about the record, how many games back they are. He's coming to the ballpark to compete and win and get better and try to add to his rookie season. And, you know, Judge, I think, always has competitive at-bats and has a good approach. But, I mean, even he had a down game on Sunday getting rung up. I just feel like, you know, obviously the umps are – they're terrible. It is what it is. The low strike call on Judge is standard. But I feel like with the team in dire need and Judge being the guy, the focal guy that everybody expects to put the bat to the ball and do the scoring, when you're not getting walked, you got to be fighting those pitches off. And I don't know. I spoke about his whole Jordan campaign this week. I know that marketing stuff and business like that, it's all set up outside of like, okay, they thought about the Red Sox series, I bet, when they said they're going to launch Judge's Jordan campaign with the ad with the one ring, which was the Jordan ring next to Michael Jordan's 6 championship rings, which I don't understand how somebody in his camp didn't say, hey, this is not a good look right now. But also, they thought it was a good look because – whenever they looked at the calendar, they said the Yankees will be home. They'll be facing the arch rival Red Sox. The game will be on Apple TV Plus Friday. It'll be on the Yes app Saturday. It'll be on Amazon Prime Sunday. So let's break out these new pink cleats in honor of Judge's bubblegum chewing routine that he does in the game. And it gave me Clint Frazier vibes. It's very much look at me and look at my cleats. Yeah. And it detracts from like, hey, you're the captain, and this is the worst season for the Yankees in a long time, and it's not about that right now. Let's see. Is Judge really the guy? Can we count on Judge moving forward, given his injury history? You have no choice.
Yeah.
And we know Judge. I just said he's got a great approach. He has competitive at-bats. He's sinking a little bit with the ship as well. And like I said, the whole Jordan, now I'm launching my Jordan brand, the timing of it, I think, like, just sucks, but I don't think he got to choose that. And I don't know. I'm not down on Judge. He's still out there. Even though they say there's no surgery option on his toe and there's no further damage that you can do, he's hobbled. He's not 100%. So I'm not out on Judge and his injury history. I think he'll be – it is what it is. He plays hard, but he'll be fine. I'm really looking at a lot of other guys like Harrison Bader, like Chris mentioned, DJ, Stanton. Obviously, like, whatever, Bowers has been terrible. Billy McKinney and Greg Allen, both of their second tours of duty ended today.
Yeah.
Gleyber Torres. Like, Gleyber Torres to me, I don't know. I hate talking about Gleyber Torres because he's someone – I always talk about this puppy dog look on his face. I feel like he goes into the tank that, you know, he goes into it with the team. The guy's committing errors. He's been terrible at the plate. I know he had one home run this weekend, but I think he just – he feels it. Like, one of these games, I think it was Friday night, he cut himself shaving after the game and had to talk to the media with a cut on his face. It's like, it's in his head. It's over. It's not good. It's all bad.
Yeah. No, I to the initial question of Judge, I know they said they would say this about Ellsbury, but he doesn't have typical, like, Stanton's injury prone. Stanton will pull a muscle that cost him 2 months every week.
Soft tissue injury.
Judge runs into walls. Judge gets – his major injuries are diving for a ball and breaking ribs, getting hit by a fastball and breaking bones in his wrist. You know, now this one running into a wall. I mean, he had one oblique injury that cost him some time in 19, but for the most part, it's stuff you can't control. He plays the game hard. I'm not too worried about that, other than this may be lingering throughout his career. I'm not worried about him constantly being injury prone. Stuff happens to him, but I'm not worried about it. And even now, he's still playing. You know, he's not been what he was last year, but he's playing great. I think you're fine with Judge. The problem is he's the entire core. That's the problem. Like, there is no – we mentioned a bunch of guys there, like the Allen and McKinney, even Bader. I don't expect Bader back. Maybe they sign him to a 1 or 2 year deal. I don't know. But I don't expect Bader back. And even if he is, I don't consider him the core of the team. Gleyber Torres is kind of the core. Rizzo, LeMahieu, and Stanton. That's the core of the team.
Yeah.
And it's rotten, it's old, and it looks like it can't go forward. Like, that's my concern. It's not so much about moving forward with Judge. I mean – maybe they can get some pieces else. Like, maybe they can – Cashman is going to be there. We talked about this. And over his history, not so much the last 2 years where he's been god-awful at everything he's done, but his history is finding guys like that. I think you could replace – is Cashman capable of replacing a Bader with a legitimate center fielder who does a better job than him? Sure. I think that's more than plausible. Is he – can he sprinkle guys throughout this team that are a better support system than they've had the last 2 years? Yeah, that's plausible. But the problem is the core of the team, and it can't be changed. Like, I don't know what owner would eat the Stanton money and then just go buy another player better than Stanton. Like, you can cut Stanton and then have McKinney play right field every game. That's fine. But the whole point of getting rid of Stanton is to bring in someone who's legitimate. No, you can't do that with LeMahieu. You can't do that with Stanton. You can't do that even for one more year with Rizzo. Like, that's the core of the team next year. So that's my main concern. That's why, you know, they talked about this in the interview with Boone too. I don't want to do anything to Rizzo that's not smart or dangerous, obviously. But if Rizzo can come back and it's for 3 weeks, then bring Rizzo back for 3 weeks. Let me see him be a baseball player again. Like, LeMahieu needs to play. I know we're going to play the kids, and third base is where Peraza is going to play. I still need LeMahieu to play because I need LeMahieu to show me he's a player, because he's going to be one next year. Same thing for Stanton. It's the core of this team, and that's what's scary as hell, because it's Judge and it's Cole. Like, that's it. There is not another core member of this team you feel good about. Not a one. And it's easy to replace the new Greg Allens, the new McKinneys, the new Baders. Even if you move Gleyber Torres, right now you have a middle of the infield you feel okay about going with Young and Volpe and Peraza. Like, you could get a guy who can play third base a little bit when you need him, or this or that. But you need 3, 4, 5 in the lineup. And right now, 2 is the only guy in the lineup I trust. And maybe Volpe moving forward, and hope he can bounce back in a year, and some of the kids. But there are 3 guys on this team, Rizzo, and we talk about them over and over again. But it's what hurt this season and what scares me most about next year. Forget Judge moving forward. That's the best part of the team. The other 3 members of the core, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 are just trash and gone and washed up.
And it sucks because they're not that old, but it seems like they got a little ass this year, right? It seems like these guys that are 33, 34, I think DJ is, they look like they're 38, 39. They look like this is it. They look like this is their last dance. And that's scary because they're under contract for a few more years. Yeah. Rizzo another year. Stanton, I think, another 4 years. DJ, another 3 years.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere. You can't trade those guys. They have to figure it out. No, so you're stuck with them, and you have to build around them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been on the record saying that Cashman needs to have his best work ever between right now and next season. And we know he's not going anywhere. When I hear that Boone is having meetings with Hal and Cash, and then I also hear that they're taking a look at the organization as far as new hires. Like, Boone isn't a new hire. Boone's been around for years now. I'm like, Boone is safe. And I don't care if Boone is safe.
Yeah, I agree.
It is what it is. I think they're going to chalk it up to injuries. There's just so many injuries for them to point to, from Judge to Nestor to Rodon. What happened with Domingo? What happened with Rizzo? What happened with, like, you can just keep going down the line.
It's not even chalking it up to those things. It's they'll explain, they'll give those reasons for why this season's a failure. But even if they didn't have those reasons, I think it's partially it's they view it as different than we do. And we talked about this. I think Hal Steinbrenner and them view this as one bad year.
Yeah,
like they think. They think Cashman has done an excellent job. They think Boone has done a very good job. And this has been a one-off. And that doesn't mean that they don't realize the failure of this season or the problems we're talking about moving forward. Like, I think they recognize all that. How could you not? I mean, last year when LeMahieu was healthy, he played fairly well. Stanton, for the most of the second half, he was bad. But the first half, he played a longer stretch and was an all-star. I mean, so they were able to tell themselves, hey, you know, we talked about this, and they can move forward with those guys, gave it one more run, obviously 1 year too many. It's completely bottomed out, and I guess this is where I disagree with many Yankee fans. I'm on board with cleaning house. That's probably what I would do. I think it's the best-case scenario. Just it's the perfect opportunity. You've bottomed out. Move on from Brian Cashman. Move on from Aaron Boone. I don't see that happening, and I also don't think that means they're screwed. Like, I do think that this is enough of a disaster that Brian Cashman has to look at the team, look at himself. They've already fired. Now, we joked about it as a hitting coach in Lawson, but he was the strategic hitting coach for the entire organization. So there are going to be changes made to how they do business overall. And I think that angle's a little overplayed. None of these minor league guys through the Lawson years have even come up yet. It's not the reason this team sucks isn't because how they're teaching minor leaguers. Volpe's the only one on the team. We laugh about it because it's all veterans that have caused them the problems. They're too old. They're too bad. It has nothing to do with the young kids not coming up and being good. They changed those things because for 10 years they never brought up anyone who was good. So they hired Lawson in 19 to change that. And they haven't really had an opportunity to do that. I think that angle's way, way overblown about the problems inside the minor league system. I think it's
That's why we're clutching that kid, we're clutching Ruda, whatever. I try.
He's
not
a
to
pissed off minor leaguer. I mean, that doesn't mean everything he said is wrong or that he's lying. It just means the way it went for him didn't go well, and you could probably find that through all of Major League Baseball. And I'm not even saying they're perfect down there. What the hell do I know? I don't know. But I'm just saying it's an overblown story. It's Yankee fans clutching for reasons why this is such a disaster. Sure. So we have to look for
another reason to be mad.
It's this. It's that. Oh, no. It's not just the simple fact that mistakes were made. Guys were trusted too much. And guys got old and terrible really quickly. Like, I'm sorry. I know DJ LeMahieu's been trajecting down a little bit, but when he was healthy last year, he was still a 280 hitter, you know, something like that. He was a somewhat competent hitter. Now he's terrible. I mean, there's different things that have happened really quickly. Rizzo really quickly, plus an injury. Now we're hoping. So there are excuses. I think Brian Cashman has done enough to lose his job. I just think that this is such a pile of burning manure that there is no way he doesn't realize he has to make dramatic changes. There's no way to me that he doesn't realize that. And I don't think he's an idiot who's incapable of making changes. I think he had a formula. He thought it was working. He didn't want to knock it down considering they were in the ALCS last year. He thought he could give it one more go. Maybe they get lucky in the postseason. I do believe they probably believe in the crapshoot angle a little bit too much. But I think now, looking at the worst season of his entire tenure, like, there's no way he doesn't understand the changes that need to be made. And I, for one, not that I you know, I'm pom-pomming that he's the one who should get the chance. I don't think he should, but I don't think that means he can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's
right. And you know the reality of the situation is he's not getting fired. So why even waste our breath on that? He is the guy. This has to be his magnum opus. And what happened last year was that trip to the ALCS was fool's gold. They started off 61-23. You know, they had one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball. And Brian Cashman, even at the end of the season last season, pumped out his chest to say, how far did we get? And I think he didn't really consider the fact that Aaron Judge had a bet on himself, prove it year where his entire life was on the line. And he played out of his mind, and that's never going to be duplicated. And then you had a good performance out of, like you said, Stanton was an all-star in the first half of the year. Rizzo had his moments. DJ, Glaber, you know, the thing is, this season to me reminded Trevino me of 2021. Awesome. Right. Trevino actually like was an all-star. Nestor was an all-star.
He came through with big hits.
This season reminded me of 2021 in the first half because that was a roller coaster. That season, they rip off 13 wins, then erase it with an 8-game losing streak. I'm getting off the roller coaster, I said, because it felt like that. And I think the mistake that Cashman made was thinking that this team was more like the 2022 team than the 2021 team. And once you lose Judge and a couple other guys start pressing and you didn't do what you were supposed to do in the offseason to go get a left fielder, go get somebody for third base, you just went with what you had, assuming that that would be enough, your warts start to show. I believe Brian Cashman sees the errors in his ways. There are people wearing Fire Cashman shirts. They're telling security to kick out the Fire Cashman guy with the sign. I think Cashman knows that this ain't it. It's all-time bad, and he's going to do what he can to fix it in the offseason because we won't accept it. Like, there's no way you can just sell us we're running it back. But I do think with Pereira coming up, no matter how he plays, they're going to sell us that he could potentially be the left fielder if there's no option out there for them in the offseason that they want to go trade for or pay for. I think at third base, they really might be into the idea of Peraza or DJ or a platoon situation, depending on what happens with Gleyber Torres. They may move DJ to second base, which, like, I think DJ just every day at second base could potentially yield better results at the plate. I'm over the Gleyber Torres experiment. We know who he is. Like, you should have traded him at the deadline last year and the year before. Now you have to trade him. And then with the pitching staff, it's going to look a lot different. But there's no way in hell they're bringing Severino back. He'll be on the mound tomorrow night. And then Rodon is another guy. He's here. That's a 6-year deal.
No doubt.
For a lot of money. And they're going to work with him in the offseason. Hopefully he's healthy enough. But he's got to be the guy that we thought he was. He's got to be more like the guy that was advertised. You got Cole. This was a good year for Clark Schmidt. You feel confident about Clark Schmidt going
at the back of the rotation.
Hopefully Nestor comes back and looks like he did in that one start against the Astros that we just saw. But, like, you know, not to mention the Mets again, I hear people talking about, oh, the Mets are in better shape. Oh, the Mets are in a far better position. I'm like, for when? For next year? For 2 years? For 3 years? Because you have prospects now? Prospects are suspects. Who are the pillars of your team? Tyler McGill and David Peterson are going to be in your rotation next year. Yankee fans, stop buying into that. The Yankees have the AL MVP from 2022. They have most likely the AL Cy Young winner if everything goes better the rest of the way.
He's still
the guy. And then they have a young guy in Anthony Volpe who showed you that, you know, even though he skipped AAA, he can rise to the occasion. He can compete. He belongs. We'll see what these young guys have. This season is a waste. It's a wash. You can boo-hoo about it. I'm over it. You know, football starts in less than 3 weeks now. But the rest of the way, if you're watching this team play, you're looking for pride. You're looking for compete.
No doubt.
You're looking for somebody to show me something. And speaking of the Mets again, that's what the Mets are showing you. DJ Stewart has risen to the occasion. Rafael Ortega, who was in spring training with the Yankees, has risen to the occasion. Jonathan Araúz is playing for them. Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, and Jeff McNeil have been better since they punted on the season at the deadline. And the last thing I'll say, Chris, is the Mets season ended in June. The The Yankees season just ended after this 8-game losing streak, this sweep. That is the finite, okay, we don't stand a chance. The Mets have had weeks to realize this is over. Let's adjust.
Yeah.
A bunch of different guys are going to be in the lineup. They sent Beatty down, whatever. And they're able to go out there and surprise some teams and win some games. Good. Maybe the Yankees can do the same.
Yeah, I mean, I hope. It's not even so much about the winning at this point. I'd like to win some games. I just want to see them play well. I mean, whenever you're on an 8-game losing streak, yeah, I want to see some wins. But I just want to feel like they're playing well. I mean, because right now I just – it's impossible to watch. It's just that there's no life.
IKF went to bunt this weekend with Giancarlo Stanton on base. And I'm like, why am I watching this? Why am I actually – like, Gerrit Cole on the mound –
yeah,
I can't even be mad at Cole. It is what it is. He's going to have a clunker every once in a while. They ask him to be the stopper. Stop the bleeding. We're losing. Come on, Cole. He didn't have it right away. The shenanigans right away with PitchCom, Johnny Brito, and Ben Rortvedt. That's another thing. No Austin Wells. We got to watch 0.95 batting average Ben Rortvedt play because Cashman dies hard on those trades. He traded for Rortvedt, IKF, and Donaldson. We're going to use him. He's in the system. This is who we have. I think they have a bunch of minor league catchers.
Yeah, I think it's more they don't think Wells is ready to play catcher defensively.
Neither is Ben.
I know he's I get you, but I just don't think they. I think that's more it. My only point. I don't think it's so much about justifying the Rortvedt trade. I don't think so. to watch him go out there and hit 100. I don't think Brian Cashman thinks he's saving any face.
If Donaldson wasn't on the 60-day IL, he'd be in there too.
I know. I'm surprised they put him on the 60-day. He 100% would be playing.
He's been running.
My mind. No, I know.
I saw one of the reporters. Oh, Josh Donaldson out on the field early, running sprints, trying to show the Yankees and the Yankee fans, I'm coming back in September.
And he will hit. And Mark, he will hit 290 for the Pirates next year. Mark my words. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you. Like it's been that way where it just seems like the guys come over here and can't perform, but. Like, I don't know even what to say, but we got to see. Hopefully the kids come up and inject some life, and it'll be good to watch them and watch people moving forward. One of the things I did want – I can't believe that – I mean, Rodon can't be this, right? Like, there's no way. I refuse to believe, and this is, I guess, the optimist in me. Like, I am not ready to call the entire contract a disaster. It sucks to have year one be a complete failure because you're banking on at least 1, 2, and 3 being the good years of it, guaranteed, before you get into 4, 5, and 6 of it. But I still refuse to believe the velocity's there. The season never got off the ground for him. He was dealing with 2 separate injuries. I refuse. People are so quick to just say, oh, it's Carl Pavano. Oh, it's never going to work out. He's going to be terrible. 6 more years. Yeah, thank you for that comment. I can't figure out how to comment on the chat. I will be back tonight. Yes, I'll be on at 2:00 this morning. But I just can't believe that he's going to be done. I just can't believe that his contract is going to be a waste, that he'll never figure it out. This is a guy who, when healthy, has dominated the last 2 years. He's still got the stuff. Hopefully tonight we see some. There's another guy. I want to see him pitch every 5th day. I want to see him get his – I'll feel better about next year if he has a good 7 starts down the stretch here, 5 or 6, however many starts he has left. If he pitches well the rest of the month – that's going to be a major positive move for me. Like that's probably number one on my list right now. If he can look like a legitimate top of the rotation, not necessarily a world beater, but just someone you feel good about moving forward, maybe mixes in 1 or 2 shutouts or something, and you just feel like, all right, moving forward, Rodon figured it out at the end of the year. I expect him, as long as he's healthy.
He's had one decent start against the Mets.
That was it.
Man. I think he's a head case, bro. I think honestly, he came in and. He was hurt in spring training. He threw one day and he was hurt. Yep. And then he kind of had this like tough guy way about him when they asked him about like the pressure of New York and playing in the Bronx and the fans. And he's, they asked him about what happens if you get booed. And, he like, I forget his answer, but he basically said like, I got to play better. And then when he did get hurt, he said, I'm not here to pitch in April and May. I'm here to pitch in October. And they're not going to be in October. I think it got to him in Anaheim when he was blowing the kiss.
Yeah.
Boone on Talking Yank said there was just one guy who was really giving it to him. That one guy got under his skin. That can't happen. I think this first year for Rodon, and we've seen this in New York with a bunch of players, the first year is a real shock to the system. It's a real adjustment. It gets real AF. You realize, okay, there's a ton of pressure and a ton of people that care about this stuff. And you can't dodge any of that, right? You're not playing in the south side of Chicago where 15,000 people showed up to your start. You blew it. And no one even talked about it on the radio or TV out there because they don't care. Like, there's no hiding.
And he didn't get the opportunity. Like, and again, not making excuses for him because he should be better than this. But he doesn't get the opportunity to start the year in April with expectations. Like, he comes right into Yankees are, you know, kind of in a tailspin without Judge. We need you back now.
We need you.
Instead of just getting, you know, that moment of that new Yankee, because a lot of the, you're talking about a lot of high priced big guys struggle, but at least they have time to find themselves. Like Teixeira had a terrible month, but he had the rest of the year to find himself. Giambi struggled his first couple months. He has that home run against, we've all seen the clip of it a million times during commercial breaks. He hits the grand slam against Minnesota in the rain, and he kind of finds himself. AJ Burnett struggles, but then wins game two of the World Series, arguably the most important game of the year. Like there's a bunch of guys who did struggle initially, but at least had time to get their feet wet. This guy's been dealing with two separate injuries, comes in, he's awful, injured again. He comes in right when he's got to be the savior for the team. That's his first. I mean, we all hate him because he's expensive and he gets hurt. He knows he's coming into a hostile environment and he needs to save them because their best player and the team Superman is injured. I mean, it's not an easy spot. It's someone who makes $160 million is going to get no sympathy for being in that spot. But it's not the easiest way to enter Yankee life. And I'm hoping that that was just one of a million, you know, bad things that went completely wrong this year. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's a disaster for the next five. But he's number one on my list now that I think about it. There's no one I'd rather see perform well down the stretch than Rodon, because they need someone at the top of the rotation to go with Cole. And if it's not going to be him, this team's in even further trouble than we think.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. The rest of the season for me is a wash. I mean, I guess like they're 9.5 back.
So there's nothing you can see though. Like you don't if you see.
No, of course.
I'm not saying you're not going to watch the games. What I'm saying is like you'll take no. Like if LeMahieu hits three, let's be pie in the sky. LeMahieu hits 350 the rest of the way. Still completely no, that bears nothing.
It'll be encouraging, but then months are going to go by, and I can't bank on that going into next year. I can't bank that they'll build on a solid finish to the season to start next season. I think they're just independent. I just think that this team, so much went wrong. I feel like the players are even buying into the toxic nature of the fan base and how rotten this whole thing is. And like they had no fight. They had no compete. They didn't have it in Atlanta. They didn't have it came home to face the Red Sox. Let's see what they do with three games against the Nationals, who I think I saw they're like 11-6 this month. They're a scrappy young team that they're playing for something. They're competing for something. And they know coming in the Yankee Stadium, the main stage, there's always eyes and attention and extra energy around playing in New York. So the Yankees better be ready. And I think with Peraza and Pereira, there's a little bit of a juice or excitement or a little bit of a spark, like people like to say. But this is still a dead team walking, like I've been saying for 2 months now.
No doubt.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the NFL to kick a football in the air and start these games.
I'm looking forward to the young kids, and I'm looking forward to a handful of guys who I just like. I need to see something out of it. I know that maybe this is crazy. Again, best case scenario is somehow stands off the roster next year. I would never say different, but I just don't know how
that would be plausible. Great work. I would applaud Brian Cashman.
Of course.
You got to move on from him. This was his worst season. What do you think is going to happen the next couple years?
No, it's not getting any better. I hate to say that, but at least I need – so even though I know that, I still want to see something from him because I know he's going to be a part of the team next year.
They love to pinch hit him. That's the thing, too. Well, they're just – stupid is as stupid does. I think in my notes last night, he's 3-41 as a pinch hitter with 22 strikeouts, and they love pinch hitting.
I know, but you got to try. What are you going to do? Let the last man on the roster hit because you're afraid to pinch hit Stanton?
Like, yeah, Ben Mortvedt. He's the guy. Like,
he's the guy. Like, you got to still pinch hit him and go for the home runs occasionally or something. You're playing with the team you have. So, I mean, I still want to see something out of him. I'm watching the season for guys who are moving forward next year. Obviously, the kids, Rodon, And then LeMahieu, Rizzo, if he comes back, and Stanton, just because I don't see any way that they're not going to be here next year. And I just need to see that there are still some kind of baseball players in them. Because maybe you can't, like, if, and that's the other thing. What if Stanton gets hot down the stretch? Maybe there is a team you can entice to eat enough of the contract to move on from him. Like, you put that along with the idea that he hits in the postseason every year. Maybe there's a team right on the cusp who thinks, you know what? We don't have a DH. He can play a little bit of outfield, and we can get him for, you know, 60, 50 cents
Steve
on the dollar.
Steve Cohen, are you listening?
Although he kills it in City Field. Yeah.
Take him off our hands.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen. Homers in City Field.
He does. Right? He kills it in City Field.
Yeah, that's all we got, man. There's nothing really, like, I don't know. I'm like,
I know there is nothing. It's depressing.
We're reaching for things. We're hoping LeMahieu and Stanton have a good last month and a half.
Yeah.
Hope the kids are better. Yeah. I hope Peraza doesn't bat 188 again his third time around, and hopefully Pereira doesn't look overmatched. And I would shut Judge down, but you can't shut him down because he's got to show off those pink Jordan cleats. Where if they actually release those pink cleats as sneakers, I'm buying them. I would love
to have a pair of
Air Jordan Judge
sneakers. Then how do you have a problem with it? I'd buy the ring, too, if I wore rings. Like, I mean, I heard you on with Evan and Tiki the other day with it. Like, I know what it is, and I don't get hung up on stuff like
it
that.
It looks
like,
bad. It's a bad look.
I know, but I mean, it's day. It's a bad look.
As soon as I saw it,
then he hits a home run,
and
no one cares.
I'm embarrassed. As a Yankee fan, as a Judge fan, I'm like, everybody. Like, I see Jared Carabas take the picture and Photoshop three ring pops on his hand, and I'm like, you're enabling all of the haters.
No doubt. But, like, I don't know, maybe is that famous a picture? I don't even remember that picture until they photoshopped Judge's picture next to it. Like,
it's really Bill Russell's picture.
That's Jordan, what I was going to say. I remember Bill Russell more with that kind of picture.
When Jordan got to his, retirement, he wasn't close to Bill Russell's 11 championships.
Right.
But Bill Russell was the one that put up both of his hands with all of his rings. So Jordan did the one hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fan of Jordan.
I
came into my sports fandom when Jordan was Jordan.
Yeah.
And I love both Jordan and Judge. AJ, I think, like, it was a perfect match. I just didn't like the rollout, man. And I'm a marketing guy. Like, my background was in marketing and social media. And I remember being in meetings and thinking about advertisements and how we're going to roll out stuff. I would have been the guy in the meeting saying that we absolutely can't do this. Not right now. Yeah. Not this season. And if we're going to do something, Judge just won MVP. Find a picture of Jordan holding an MVP trophy and let's have Judge emulate that. We can't do the rings thing right now. They're going to eat us alive.
No, I know. Well, I mean, I think they probably thought they were going to roll it out while the Yankees were getting ready for a playoff push as opposed to having their worst season in 30 years.
And that's what I said. Get it. These things don't come together in a matter of weeks. No. They come together in months. Sure. And I'm sure they had this ready in June, and then Judge ran into a wall. So they probably pushed it back a little more. Yeah. And it's like, we got to get this out this season.
Or vice versa. Had it ready for a rollout in October and figured, no, we better do it now.
Or
there is no
October. Got to speed it up. It is what it is, man.
It's brutal. It's brutal. But let me end it with saying the thing that bothers everybody. Take a second to appreciate the fact that it's been 30 years since we felt like this. I do feel like we need to just say that, because sometimes people will be like, oh, you Yankee fans, how can you, try being a this fan, try being that fan.
No, I don't want to be a this fan or a that fan.
I agree. I'm just saying, let's just take a second. Like, this is the first time. Of course, it's, when I first get a job and I start doing a Yankee podcast, but it's the first time we felt like this. Like, I know we didn't like
full time overnight slot to talk all you want about the Yankees, and this is what we got to talk about.
I know they haven't won a World Series since 2009. I know we've particularly hated this team since 2021 and maybe haven't liked the manager since he got hired, but we haven't felt like this since the early 90s. Like, that's how bad this is. So it's been quite the run. But let's end it. Let's start a new one next year, because this is just – I don't know how to take it. I honestly don't know how to take turning on a Yankees-Nationals game and not giving a damn if they win or lose. Just like, I hope the kids play well. Like, that's how I feel about tonight. And I don't know how to
feel that way. And Seve to blow it. I'm not expecting them to pitch well.
No, not at all.
I'm expecting them to win ugly if they win. They're going to have to squeeze out a win. I'm going to the game tomorrow, and I'm like –
I don't even know. Like, I don't know how to approach it, man. I'm not excited about it.
Like, I don't know how to. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know what to do. I've dealt with playoff losses. I know how to deal with playoff losses. They come every year, but like, I have no idea how to deal with
season ending in August sucks. This is the last thing I'll say. This is coincidence that I'm wearing my Twins All-Star shirt. I slept in this shirt, but like, I moved into a new place. I'm going through my closet, and I'm pushing the Yankees gear into the back, and I'm like, damn, I usually don't like pack up my Yankees gear out of like shame and embarrassment until we're eliminated in October.
No.
And we're eliminated in August, and I'm like, I'm trying to avoid the conversation. Yeah. I don't want to wear Yankees gear. Not my own horn now. I've been on WFAN and doing stuff for a few years where people do recognize me outside, and wearing a Yankee logo is a dead giveaway. Yeah, that's key. And I don't want to have the conversation at the bodega. I don't want to have the conversation on the train.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the janitor in my or the maintenance man in my old apartment about the Yankees because it's too painful.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention that because I'm going to joke about this. I just went – I had a couple of days with my wife and kids at Mohegan Sun just for a quick 2 days we just did that we had planned.
Nice.
I went to Disney the week before. I am off TV for a month. Last year, three or four people recognized me at Disney. Nothing this year. We got to up the McMonagle Q rating. I've been off TV for a month, and suddenly I'm nobody? We got to figure this out. The Yankees are losing. I'm off television. Nobody knows who I am. We got to figure this out right now.
Yeah, well, at least we got the twitch.tv. We're on TV now on Twitch.
I'm sure, I decided to shave right before this. I couldn't look rounder. We need things to change now.
Thanks for watching, everybody in the chat. And football starts soon, but
yes,
if you're going to the stadium, which that's another conversation, how there was 43,000 plus at all three of the games. I told y'all that. I was saying that on Twitter. Yeah. There's no pushback of don't go to the stadium. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, there's people at the stadium that don't know how many games back they are. They don't know how dire the situation is.
Yeah,
they're enjoying the Saturday Sunday in the Bronx.
And I'm sorry. I guess I don't think there should be. Like, I honestly, it's a disappointing year, and the fire Brian Cashman stuff is fair. If you want to go there and make your voices
heard,
fine.
This isn't the Oakland A's.
I don't think this – that's my point. Like, it's 30 years since it's been this bad. Do you think the organization really deserves for you to not – I'm not giving them another dime. Like, if you don't want to go, go. And listen, I don't go to that many games, especially not with the kids. I go to a handful of games a year. But, like, if I had a plan to go in September, I bought tickets. We do it every year for my cousin's birthday or whatever the case may be. Like, the idea that this season has turned you off so much that I'm not stepping foot in that building, I'm not giving them a dollar. Like, they're not Oakland. They're not the Baltimore Orioles of the last handful of years. I know they kind of had a thing. Like, I'm not – if it happens for another 3 or 4 years, then we'll have that conversation. But, like, you can be mad. Go there and boo. Go there and say, fire Brian Cashman. Get the whole crowd chanting it. I don't care. That's great. But, like, the idea, like, oh, it's so bad, I'm not giving them their money until changes are made. Like, it's a bad year. Right, and maybe you were smart enough to see it coming, and you felt like this for 2 or 3 years. Fine. I'm not saying it's good enough to be in the ALCS, but you were in a postseason. You won a postseason series. You had ALCS games in your building last year. Like, it's not good enough for Yankee standards, but I don't think it's hold my breath and stomp my feet and not go and give the Yankees any money. Like, that, I don't see it that way. But do you? Everybody do you, but they're not going to, the building's still going to sell pretty good numbers. No one's going to,
they're not going to miss you. They're not going to be hurt. They're doing just fine. And we're doing just fine. It is what it is. As we proceed, that's the end of this podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We'll be back after the Washington Nationals series, and maybe the Yankees can win a series.
Maybe.
They haven't won one since they faced the Royals. They haven't won one on the road since they faced the Oakland Athletics. That's crazy. So,
I'll take a good spot from Rodon and Peraza getting hit every game. That's it. I'll take that. That's fine for
me. Yeah. Everson Pereira, welcome to the show. Let's see you, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's all we got for C-Mac and K-Mac. BXB, thanks for listening. We're out of here. Later.